hate my daughter.
I don't care that you're 2 years old.
I abuse my daughter.
So she can't even breathe right now.
I've been choking that.
Those videos are among the most disgusting and repulsive videos I've ever seen.
I pray to God that she didn't actually hurt her and sell her.
I will find you and see that you are arrested.
A controversial Instagram user is being investigated by the FBI for mistreating her child, but this isn't the first time she's been called out. Before I get into the story, I just want to put out a disclaimer. Please do not send any hate to Lovely Peaches, Charlie D'Amelio, or anyone else involved in this story. This video is simply meant to report on the news. On August 5th, a Facebook page called Gillespie Forensics and Investigations uploaded a video with the caption, "Heads up, Lovely Peaches, you ticked off the wrong guy." In the video, a man named Mark Gillespie introduced himself as a retired federal agent who currently works as a private investigator. He called out Lovely Peaches, a 19-year-old whose real name is Brittany Johnson, in response to videos posted by her on social media.
I can't verify if they are true or false, but those videos are among the most disgusting and repulsive videos I've ever seen. Lovely Peaches, this is for you, so pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. You need to know that I will do everything in my power to rescue your child from your satanic hold on her, and I promise you, I will find you and see that you are arrested, indicted, convicted, and sentenced. And don't think for a moment that I won't.
For context, Lovely Peaches harassed Charlie D'Amelio on Instagram Live and tried to send a man to hurt Charlie. For more information, check out our previous video on the Spill and Matcha channel. The next day, Mark made a Facebook post announcing that Peaches had been arrested and her daughter Cora was removed from her care. He shared a link to an Instagram video from user Candle in a Dark Room, who claimed to speak with the FBI about Peaches' case.
She's safe and she is in good hands, and authorities, I just got off the phone with some people who I can't say their names exactly, but they confirmed, you guys, like, she's freaking safe. The FBI promised and made it perfectly clear that Peaches will never have access to Cora again. She's fully gonna be punished for what she's done.
This news comes after Peaches claimed to have regained custody of Cora at the end of July. Twitter users were concerned when Peaches went live on Instagram showing her daughter. How the f*** did Peaches get custody of Cora? This is terrifying. What the f***? Someone save that child. Why the f*** does Peaches have custody of Cora? How did she get her? That baby is in danger. What the f***? Shortly after these posts, Peaches began posting vulgar updates about wanting to harm Cora and that Cora had possibly already been harmed. Can't wait to get my baby alone tonight, evil emoji, knife emoji. Me, my friend Derek, and Cora just had a whole While responding to a user's questions in the same video, Candle in a Dark Room claims that the FBI had arrested Peaches as well as removed Cora from her care.
I pray to God she didn't actually sell her. Unfortunately, that is about, I don't think that can be confirmed anymore. I don't know how bad, I don't know how many times. Obviously, that's what's going to come out in the court. But again, the FBI and all that wouldn't have arrested Peaches, and she wouldn't have been rescued if this hadn't been confirmed in some way.
Later in her video, Candle in a Dark Room said she has seen documents that confirm Cora had been abused, but that she didn't know to what extent. A Twitter user also spoke with federal agents and confirmed that Cora was no longer in Peaches' care and the FBI had an active investigation against Peaches. According to the Twitter user, Peaches had never had custody of her daughter, but Peaches' father did. He allowed Peaches to have visitation with Cora, even though Peaches did not have visitation rights. As a result, her father lost custody of Cora. Cora is completely safe. Peaches' father lost custody for giving Peaches visitation. She's with other family members. Peaches isn't supposed to be around Cora at all. She has no rights, no visitation. Peaches was posting on social media after the incident, and arrest records cannot be located, so it seems like Peaches wasn't actually arrested. However, Twitter users were advocating for her arrest. Lovely Peaches? More like a You literally harmed your daughter. That's not what a mom and a woman should do. Arrest Lovely Peaches. Give her the punishment she deserves. We will save you, Cora. Don't worry, darling. Shortly after these posts, Peaches deleted her Instagram. But before she did, she posted a final video.
My final words are, I hate my daughter. I my daughter. I be choking that
punching that, kicking that, spitting on that. Sometimes I spit in her milk before I give it to her. Sometimes I spit in her face. Sometimes I'll let men that I know her, and I literally watch the man her and her, and she'll look at me with the most precious eyes, like, help me. And I just laugh at her, like, I don't give a fuck about you. Like, my daughter is worthless. I don't want her. Her father don't want her. Nobody wants Cora Miracle. She's a worthless. My daughter is worthless. I hate my 2-year-old baby. I hope she dies. I hate her. I'm gonna continue to her. I'm gonna continue to let me her. I'm gonna make sure my daughter has to work.
This isn't the first time Peaches has made vulgar remarks about her daughter or spoke about her plans to harm Cora. Back in 2018, Jaclyn Hill responded to a tweet about Peaches and Cora. There is a special place in hell for people who thinks it's okay to sell their babies for but this is a real issue. I am currently working on ways to help this problem, but please inform yourself. I know it's hard to see and disgusting to hear, but it's happening every day. Beauty YouTuber Candy Johnson also tweeted, thanks to Jaclyn Hill reposting about an evil mother who was offering to her 8-month-old baby. I was sick to my stomach. I tracked down, she lived near HSV police, who told me baby Cora has been taken from her. These tweets sparked interest in the situation, and many people used the hashtag #SaveCora to raise awareness. Peaches continued to post online pretending she had custody of her daughter by using older pictures she had of her. She would post the pictures and go live on Instagram and claim she hurt Cora.
Beat the f*** out of my baby, because I told that when I'm speaking to you, you respond to me. I ate your playmate. I'm your mother. I don't care that you're 2 years old. That will kill you in the room. Don't play with me like that. I told you.
In 2019, she posted pictures of Cora as a toddler, but they were taken from a family member's profile. Peaches has used her platform to promote unsavory things such as calling it a orientation.
I don't see what people have against. I don't feel like nothing's wrong with it, to be honest. I support everybody. I support all sexualities.
She also hosted meet and greet concerts with her supporters where she would end up naked or flashing the crowd. Peaches posted text messages between her and a man she was allegedly going to have hurt Cora. In September 2019, she posted a video to her Instagram where she posted strange pictures claiming to have ended Cora's life. Twitter users were alarmed. Twitter users familiar with Peaches' content confirmed Cora was safe and that Peaches hadn't seen Cora in a long time. She didn't do any of this. She never f***ed her. Cora is still alive and living with her dad and Peach's sister. She is doing this for attention. On August 22nd, 2020, Peaches posted to her Snapchat story, just got out the hospital, guys. I tried to commit that's why I've been gone so long, but I am perfectly fine now, I promise. Love you, Peachling, so much. Twitter users started a change.org petition to investigate and arrest Peaches. As of August 2020, the petition has over 250,000 signatures. It's good to know that Cora seems to be in a safe place away from Peaches. Even though it doesn't seem like much, it's important to keep raising awareness in order to protect Cora and hold Peaches accountable for her actions. What do you think about this story? Do you think Peaches will be arrested? Let me know in the comments below.